We're here at the Women's Building in San Francisco. It's the annual Radical Women Conference. Radical Women is a socialist feminist organization. And I'm here to interview Leda Silva. Leda has come here from Mexico for the conference and spoke very clearly in detail about many of the challenges that women face to meet their needs and rights in Mexico. So we'll be interviewing on those topics. Maria will be interpreting. First question, can you speak? And you can speak at any length or detail about some of the difficulties women are having with employment in Mexico.
¿Podrías hablar sobre los problemas que las mujeres trabajadoras tienen en México en términos de empleo? Puedes tomar todo el tiempo que necesites para responder la pregunta.
Bueno, yo voy a responder a partir del contexto del Tratado de Libre Comercio, que en nuestro país lleva aproximadamente 15 años de su aplicación.
Voy a responder esta pregunta. I'm going to answer in terms of the free trade agreement, which our country is going through for the past 15 years.
Ya que el Tratado de Libre Comercio permitió lo que se conoce como flexibilización laboral.
Because this free trade agreement had been the basis of free trade in terms of trade and also in terms of labor.
You are speaking of NAFTA.
NAFTA.
What's called as NAFTA.
Yes. Que afecta mayormente a las mujeres. En México, como en gran parte de América Latina, la mujer aún es considerada en los hechos ciudadana de segunda.
This free trade agreement had affected principally women. In Mexico, women are considered still a second-tier citizens.
Se sigue considerando que hay una división natural del trabajo en el que a la mujer le toca el trabajo reproductivo, aunque en los hechos esta situación ha debido modificarse debido a las condiciones económicas del país.
Women are still being considered in the labor market as part of the reproductive factor in the economy. However, this has been reconsidered because the women's participation in today's life.
Y ahora cada vez más mujeres se integran al campo laboral.
And this is also because these days more women are being entering into the labor force.
Pero son las que tienen menos derechos laborales.
However, these are the women who benefit from less and less labor benefits.
Hay desigualdad en el salario. No pueden acceder a puestos de dirección.
There is still a big gap in salaries and promotions into the leadership of the companies is still not available to women.
El gobierno ha golpeado duramente sus derechos junto con todos los partidos burgueses de México.
The government has been extremely aggressive against women's participation in the labor force, and also the corporations have taken the same measurements against women.
ya que ofrece mano de obra barata a las a los grandes capitales.
Because women are seen as cheap labor to the big capitalist companies.
Uh-huh. Uno de las principales embestidas gubernamentales fue la modificación al régimen de seguridad social y pensiones.
One of the most aggressive measurements of the government was the change on in securities and pensions of these workers.
Uh-huh. Se advierte el peligro de que se vayan perdiendo cada vez más derechos.
It has been clear that gradually women are losing their rights.
Entre ellos los que tienen que ver con el parto y la maternidad.
And being these rights, one of the right to bear a child and to deliver a child.
Uh-huh. Las empresas ya no estarán obligadas a pagar licencias por maternidad ni a proporcionar horas de lactancia o guardería.
These corporations would not be liable to pay women time off for taking care of feeding the babies or maternity leave.
Uh-huh. Esto afecta a mayormente a las mujeres, que representan el 54% de los trabajadores afiliados al Seguro Social.
54% of the labor force is being made by women. Therefore, this change in law is greatly important to the women's movement.
Uh-huh. Otro fenómeno que ha propiciado el Tratado de Libre Comercio, NAFTA, ha sido la extensión de la industria maquiladora.
Another change that had been brought by NAFTA, the Free Trade Agreement, is the institution of the maquiladoras.
Uh-huh. Que se caracterizan por contratar principalmente a mujeres.
Which is specifically targeting as laborers women.
Uh-huh. Y que aprovechando la opresión que sufrimos las mujeres, las superexplotan.
And taking advantage of the exploitative conditions that women are, they increase their repression towards women.
Las mujeres en la maquila sufren discriminación.
Women in the maquilas suffer discrimination.
Hostigamiento sexual, malos salarios.
Sexual harassment and poor wages.
Uh-huh. Trabajan más de 60 horas a la semana.
They work more than 60 hours a week.
Y a veces 24 horas seguidas.
And in some instances, 24 hours straight.
Uh-huh. No cuentan con ningún derecho y la maquila se siente totalmente dueña de su fuerza de trabajo.
Women have no rights and the maquilas feel that they own the working time of these women.
Al grado que les exigen a las trabajadoras no embarazarse.
To the point that they conditioned women not to get pregnant while they are working for them.
Y para asegurarse de ello, le piden que muestre su toalla sanitaria cada mes.
And in order to make sure that women don't get pregnant, they demand them to show every month their some evidence of their menstrual period.
Esto se puede ver principalmente en las maquilas donde las obreras son indígenas.
This is very clear in the maquilas where most of the women who work there are indigenous.
Toda esta situación de pobreza, de superexplotación, ha generado que cada vez más mujeres migren a los Estados Unidos.
These terrible conditions in which women are working has been one of the exacerbating points why these women are moving to United States.
También la falta de empleo ha generado que más de 6 millones de mujeres laboren sin ninguna prestación como porque están en el empleo informal.
Is this kind of conditions that had made possible for almost 6 million of women who are in the labor force but belong to the informal labor force, therefore they have no benefits of any sort.
Por eso es que decimos que a partir de la entrada del Tratado de Libre Comercio, la situación de la mujer empeoró.
That is why we reaffirm the point that the conditions for women in Mexico have been aggravated by the free trade agreement.
No ha significado en ningún sentido ningún progreso.
Have not bring any benefit or any kind of progress for women.
One more question about labor is, are the maquiladora owners, the United States owners, responsible for whatever labor laws the Mexican government provides, or does the Mexican government look the other way and let the United States government abuse even the small protections that workers might have under Mexico's laws?
Las maquiladoras operan en términos de respetar las leyes laborales y son ellos solos los que se tienen el régimen, o dependen del gobierno de México para que supervise que las leyes laborales se respeten. ¿Quién es el que tiene el control?
Sobre las maquiladoras no hay prácticamente ningún control porque el Tratado de Libre Comercio se los permite.
The maquilas have been operated without any kind of respect for the labor laws, because it is assumed that the free trade agreement has something written within the treatment of these laws.
En el apartado de laboral del NAFTA se habla claramente de la flexibilización laboral.
It has been written in terms of making these labor laws much more flexible in the operations of the maquilas.
Sin embargo, efectivamente, esto es una violación a nuestra Constitución.
We believe that, in fact, this is a violation of our Constitution.
Que dicta en uno de sus artículos el derecho al trabajo digno.
In one of the articles of our Constitution, it says clearly that the working conditions should be dignified and respected.
Uh-huh. Y las maquilas, que iba a ordenar mi idea. Bueno, al gobierno le interesa más poder quedar bien con sus socios norteamericanos y canadienses.
The government of Mexico is more interested in keeping good relationship with the partners of United States and Canada, who are the ones who had set up these maquila operations in Mexico.
Que respetar nuestra constitución.
Instead then respecting its own constitution.
La maquila surgió con el discurso de que eso iba a dar empleo y iba a modernizar al país.
The promise of the maquila was that it was going to help in the modernization of Mexico, as well as bringing employment to people who were in need of working.
Pero solo ha devastado a ciudades y ha superexplotado a la gente.
However, the result was very different. It had devastated cities, full cities, and had lower expectations of the labor force.
Y el gobierno no hace nada porque tampoco permite la libre organización, la organización sindical de las mujeres.
And the government, in complicity with the maquilas, had attacked the attempts of this labor force to be organized behind the union.
O les impone sindicatos blancos, sindicatos charros.
Instead of a labor force that is represented by a union, the government of Mexico has allowed a kind of union that is chosen and picked by the government of Mexico and the maquilas, which does not represent the interests of the workers.
So a fake union.
¿Es esta un tipo de sindicato falso?
Sí. Y los y las trabajadoras quedan en total, con total desprotección de los patrones.
And so the workers and women workers in general are completely unprotected by these laws.
Y como las maquilas se instalan en zonas muy pobres, la gente soporta esas condiciones laborales.
And because the maquilas are chosen locations of very economically deprived areas, so the labor force that goes to work in the maquilas have no other choice but to put up with these deprimente conditions.
Right. And the one other topic to discuss, you discussed problems that women are having related to abortion and also moves to decriminalize that. Can you highlight some of the issues you discussed in that topic?
Otra de las cosas que discutiste en el panel fue el problema de las mujeres y el aborto. Y la posibilidad de que el aborto no sea considerado un crimen. ¿Podrías elaborar un poco más sobre esto?
Bueno, en México tuvimos un avance muy importante, ya que en la capital del país se logró despenalizar el aborto.
En México we had a great liberation gestures in terms of looking at abortion. Legally, the abortion had not been considered a crime.
Mm-hmm. Pero esto fue producto no del gobierno capitalino, sino de la lucha de los grupos feministas que han dado durante años.
And this accomplishment has not been some giveaway from the government. However, this has been a fight and a struggle of the feminist movement in Mexico, who, after putting tremendous pressure on the government, have finally got the government to decriminalize abortion.
Mm-hmm. Esto afortunadamente beneficia a las mujeres más pobres de la capital, pero todavía falta mucho por hacer sobre el aborto.
This decriminalization of the abortion has benefited mostly women in the city, in the capital of Mexico City, because they have now access to a safe way of dealing with abortion. However, there is more to do in the rest of the country.
Yes. En México, todavía, bueno, en México la tasa de abortos inducidos es de 21 por cada 100 nacimientos, 21%.
In Mexico, still, the abortions that have been induced is 21% of the total number of abortions.
Mm-hmm. En nuestro país se practican 533,100 procedimientos abortivos.
In Mexico, there is an 533,000 annual abortions.
Uh-huh. Y esta es una cifra estimada porque al estar penalizada en el resto del país no existen cifras precisas.
And this is only an estimate of what takes place in the capital city of Mexico, because there are no statistics in the rest of the country, because in the rest of the country it is still considered a crime culturally, I imagine, to abort.
Frente a esto, el gobierno solo ha atinado a aplicar políticas restrictivas y punitivas de castigo a las mujeres que abortan.
And the response of the government has been to punish these women who abort.
Mm-hmm. Bueno, castigando a las mujeres que abortan.
Oh, can we stop? I have a question for her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bueno, entonces el gobierno federal sigue castigando el aborto en el resto del país. Eso no ha ayudado a prevenirlo, ajá, sino al contrario, sigue complicando la situación para las mujeres que tienen que abortar clandestinamente, que no pueden ir a la ciudad.
This punishment that the federal government is imposing into these women that live outside of the city, the capital city, has exacerbated the problem, has not brought any solution to the problem of abortion, because what happens is that women who cannot go to the city to have the abortion done, they have to choose other clandestine ways that are completely unsafe, and they are in high risk, mm-hmm. in addition of being punished.
Por lo tanto, el aborto sigue siendo un problema de justicia social ya que siguen muriendo las mujeres en el resto del país, las mujeres más pobres.
Es, therefore, we consider that abortion is still a social problem because women are still dying in the rest of the country, specifically the poorest in the society, the poorest women in the society.
Mm-hmm. Ya que tienen que recurrir a métodos riesgosos porque no pueden pagar una operación o porque no pueden viajar a la Ciudad de México.
Because they have to choose and save methods of aborting because they don't have the money to transport themselves to the city and have the process done safely.
Mm-hmm. Por lo tanto, la lucha de las feministas socialistas en México sigue siendo la de la despenalización del aborto, pero a nivel nacional.
That is why one of the goals of the feminist movement in Mexico is to decriminalize abortion in all the country, not only in the city capital of the country.
Además de exigir una educación sexual científica para todas las mujeres, para que se protejan, prevengan el aborto, y métodos anticonceptivos gratuitos.
In addition to it, the feminist movement is demanding access to education, scientific explanations of the relations of abortion and pregnancy, and free how is the word? Preventive and anticonceptives, is that a word?
Condón
or pills?
Contraceptives.
Never used that word before.
Gratuitos.
for free for mm-hmm. women.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we can wrap up with one more question. Why is it important for you to be bringing your message here to the United States, and what can we do in solidarity to help your movements, whether they're labor, abortion, or many of the other issues that you face?
To wrap up terminar la entrevista. Uh-huh. Nos gustaría que nos digas por qué crees que es importante para ti el de venir a Estados Unidos a traer el mensaje de los problemas sociales, como es el del trabajo, el del aborto y tantos otros problemas que ustedes, las mujeres, están pasando en México. ¿Por qué piensas que es importante traer ese mensaje acá a Estados Unidos?
Bueno, yo comentaba en la conferencia que me he dado cuenta que las mujeres de diferentes países vivimos problemas muy similares.
I had understood that women in general in different social spaces in different countries go through the same kinds of problems mm-hmm. in terms of labor mm-hmm. and treatment.
Sin embargo, creemos que la opresión de la mujer trabajadora se vive de forma distinta, con algunas particularidades, y que es importante conocer cómo se vive la opresión en cada país.
We also understand that the oppression of women is felt to some degree, it is slightly different in one country or in another country, and we are interested in learning how is that other women feel oppression.
Mm-hmm. esto para que las mujeres trabajadoras de Estados Unidos conozcan la situación de las mujeres trabajadoras en México y viceversa.
And it is because it is important in our view that the women in the United States understand by knowing what is the conditions of women in Mexico, and Mexican women learn what is the condition of these working women in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Y así tejer lazos en su lucha, porque entendemos que la emancipación de las mujeres trabajadoras tiene que lograrse a nivel internacional.
And by building connections, we believe that the emancipation, the liberation of women in general, is going to take place by an international movement.
Entendiendo que somos parte de una misma clase y que por lo tanto es importante solidarizarnos como tal.
Understanding that we all belong to the same social class, it is important that we all show solidarity to each other.
Y cada triunfo que tengamos las mujeres trabajadoras mexicanas ayudará a la lucha feminista de Estados Unidos y viceversa.
And any achievement of the feminist movement in Mexico would reflect in optimism in the movements of United States, and the other way around the same. If there are any achievements of the liberation of women in the United States, would be reflected in optimism in the movement of women's liberation in Mexico.
Okay, well, thank you for spending the time to interview, and I encourage you to keep up your hard work and hope you get positive results.
Muchas gracias por la entrevista. Espero que continúes tu trabajo y que encuentres satisfacción y triunfo en la lucha.
No, gracias a ti por el espacio brindado en tu medio de comunicación independiente, que también es importante ganar esos espacios.
No, it is I who would like to thank you for giving me this space in your independent media space, because that is another space that we need to earn attention.
Thank you.
Gracias. Thank you.
Muy bien.